Got old uniforms? Reese by Nicole P. has the solution. Nicole, a veteran, handcrafts unique wreaths from military uniforms, a perfect tribute for your loved one's service. Commemorate special moments with personalized wreaths crafted by Nicole. No uniform, no problem. Wreaths by Nicole P. has every fatigue print ready for your custom creation. Explore wreath options at www.wreathsbynicolep.com or message Nicole directly on Facebook. Wreaths by Nicole P. Preserving memories one wreath at a time. Honor the past, celebrate the present.
Welcome to Your Story Doesn't End Here, the mental health podcast of military and veterans who refuse to be silenced. I'm your host, Rachel, and my mission with this podcast is to be a voice for those who don't have a voice, bring awareness to mental health issues, provide value and solutions, and to change the culture when it comes to mental health within the DoD organizations.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for coming back for another episode of Your Story Doesn't End Here. I'm the host, Rachel, and I am doing my first solo video podcast episode today. So super, super excited about that. And for the topic of today's episode, I wanted to dive into a comment that someone had made recently on the YouTube channel. And it was in regards to a short that I had posted with one of our recent guests, Richard Kaufman. And he was talking about how he takes full responsibility for everything in his life. And the comment was, that isn't always true. You have to leave the racist area that keeps you down. You can't force a racist employer to hire you. And so I wanted to talk about this a little bit more and what taking full responsibility for everything in your life actually means. And we'll just have kind of a discussion about it. So, you know, I think a lot of people think that there are life circumstances that prevent us from excelling or flourishing. And in many cases, yes, there is so much privilege that exists in this world. And I want to first off acknowledge that privilege that exists because, you know, to ignore it, it doesn't actually benefit anyone, right? Like it's there, it exists. We're gonna talk about that. And there's not much that we can do about external circumstances sometimes, but there is a book out there called, I always forget the name of the book. It's by Viktor Frankl. Let me actually Google it because it's really important to the discussion here. It is called, why is it so hard for me to find? Man's Search for Meaning. There we go. So in this book, Viktor Frankl, have not completed the book yet. It's actually on my to-do list, but one of the things that intrigued me about this book and the reason I decided to start reading it in the first place is because Viktor Frankl is talking about how he spent time in a concentration camp and he was able to see the good in that. He was able to not let it completely tear him apart or destroy him. And I think if we're talking about life circumstances, being at a concentration camp is pretty low on the totem pole. Like it doesn't get a lot worse than that. There's a lot of horrific things that happened during the Holocaust and in the concentration camps. And so the perspective from someone who went through that and saying like, hey, I went through this horrific life event and it didn't break me. To me, it was intriguing because that to me says it's all about mindset. And so when we're talking about a racist employer, or let's talk about the military, for example, because a lot of us that have served or are serving in the military, we're under a contract, right? So it's not like if you have a leader who is racist or you have a leader who is just a horrible human being or doesn't know how to act right around people, you can't just up and leave. You can't just quit the workplace, right? So what do you do? How do you take full responsibility in that situation when, yeah, a lot of that's probably not your fault? Well, what we can take responsibility for is the things that we can control. And when we can get to this mindset where we understand that there are things in life that we can control and there are things in life that we can't control. And the power that we have as human beings lies in the things that we can control. We can control our mindset. We can control our attitude. To an extent, we can control the amount of time that we spend around negative people. There's also boundaries that can be set. Now, boundaries are not always followed. I want to caveat with that because I understand how the military is. And I understand that there are situations that I've been in where I've tried really hard to set boundaries and every single person up the entire chain of command was like, nope, that's just how that person is. Sorry, sucks to suck. You just got to deal with it. So in certain situations, sometimes we just have to remove ourselves as much as we can from that situation or just control our mindset around it. For me, the most freeing mindset mantra, I guess I could say, that I've had is this idea that people know what they know and don't know what they don't know, which sounds pretty basic, but let me break it down for you. What that means is if we have not learned the proper tools of how to be a good leader, and we have not learned the proper tools on how to control or regulate our own emotions, then we can't implement something into our lives that we don't know. I had a former RDC that I actually interviewed pretty early on in the podcast that had said something that stuck out so much to me when I was going through boot camp that has stuck with me quite literally for the rest of my life. And he said something along the lines of if someone is acting a certain way or they don't know something, then usually they just aren't educated about it. And you have to educate them. But on the second time, if they continue to do it, then it's just being disrespectful at this point because now they are educated. But the idea behind this is that we cannot assume that every single person in our life is educated to the same level that we might be. So then it becomes our responsibility and our role to say, hey, listen, like the way that you're speaking, I'm really uncomfortable with that, or it just doesn't sit right with me, or, you know, I would appreciate it if you would do this instead of that. And let me say, like, I will be the first person to say that it's not as simple and black and white as that. I was never the person that was comfortable. And I still struggle sometimes to this day with standing up to people and saying like, hey, this doesn't sit right with me, or I don't like that. Please don't do this, do that. Because not everyone responds in like, oh, you're right, I messed up, let me fix that kind of manner. Some people get very offended with certain things. Not everyone takes things the right way or the way that we intend them to take it. And so, yes, like there's so many layers to this idea of taking personal responsibility. But I think probably the hardest and easiest thing at the same time for us to do is to control our mindset. So when we go into work every single day or walk into a situation that might be hostile, what kind of mindset can we put ourselves into to know that, hey, listen, chief petty officer over there, they're in a bad mood, not because of me. That's all on them. Their mood has nothing to do with me. I just walked into work today. But if they were to take full responsibility for them and their attitude and their mood, what might be a different scenario, but they don't know that yet, or they might not know that yet, or maybe they do know, they just don't feel like implementing that information. We don't know the circumstances surrounding someone else's life. I can control my mindset and I can protect myself by saying, hey, listen, this person in their bad mood has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to let their bad mood impede on my day because I know I am doing everything in my power to do my job to the best of my ability and to flourish in this work environment the best I can. And I have to make the most of out of it while I'm here. I want to tell you guys that had I had that mindset while I was serving in the military, I would have had a completely different experience. I spent so much time allowing other people's problems to become my problem that it quite literally ruined majority of my military experience. I spent so much time blaming other people, complaining about things, justifying situations. And those three things are so incredibly difficult to break as human beings, because the second that we have to take responsibility for our own shit, then it's like, oh my God, it's all on me. I have no one to blame anymore other than myself. And it's easier to push the blame off onto someone else rather than say, you know what, where can I improve this situation so that it is better for me? So yes, if you are in a racist workplace, it is hard. It is extremely hard. If you're in workplaces with toxic leaders in a toxic environment, yes, it is hard. But there are things that we can do as individuals to protect our mindset, protect our energy so that we understand that, hey, there's only certain things that I can control, and I'm going to control what I can to the best of my ability until I can physically remove myself from this environment. So hopefully that makes sense. Like I said, it's not a super black and white thing. It never will be. I wish life was a lot simpler sometimes, but then that's kind of the beauty of life, right? Is knowing that it is not that simple and it is more complex and there's things that we can figure out. There are so many people that I've studied, interviewed, met in my life that have come up from some really, really rough circumstances. And I would encourage you, if you are that person who is in a really rough circumstance, go read books about other people who have came out of situations similar to yours. E.T. He has a really great book that talks about his story. I don't know the name of it right now. I will post it in the show notes because I have the book and it was incredible to read. Dean Graziosi also has a really incredible book talking about his story and where he came from. I think it's called The Underdog Advantage. What is the other book? The book that I talked about by Viktor Frankl is an incredible book to read. There's so many out there. And if you look at some of the most successful people in the world, a lot of them came out of really, really rough circumstances. David Goggins is another one whose story really inspires me. And what I think I've realized personally, as I've read everyone's stories and morning routines and evening routines and all these things, is that I have to take these little bits and pieces of everyone's story and what worked for them. And instead of trying to mirror or mimic the exact process that worked for someone else, I just have to find what works for me. And sometimes that's taking little bits of everyone's story and kind of piecing together something that works best for me. Example, I was going to do a 75 hard challenge. I really have wanted to do one for such a long time, but I have so many things going on in my life that I know that trying to do a 75 hard challenge on top of being a mom, on top of running multiple businesses and a huge community project just was not going to work for me right now. There's this thing called the 75 soft challenge that I might still try because I think that might be more doable for my life right now, but I've been very much in the stage of reevaluating what is it that is still going to help take me to the next level and help me reach all my goals in life without creating this massive challenge that's going to bog me down. And then also giving myself grace and understanding that, yeah, this person did this challenge or did this thing, but this person also does YouTube full-time or social media influencing full-time. And I don't. My life looks a little different, quite a bit different than a lot of these people that are quote unquote successful that I have studied or followed. And so what worked for them might not necessarily work for me. So give yourself grace throughout this process as you are learning and growing as a human being and as a person. But please understand that other people's shit will never be your shit. And it's so easy for us to take on other people's problems, especially if you're an empath like me. It can be so, so easy to fall into this like, oh, well, they're upset. They're yelling at me. What did I do wrong? And internalize those things. But no one's problems will ever be your problems. I'm going to say if you did something wrong and someone's upset about it, like their reaction to that is on them. It's not on you. And it creates this weird, like, fine line where people are like, oh, well, so-and-so, like a car accident, right? Someone hit me and they rear-ended me. How is that my fault? Okay, well, you know, for me, if I'm taking full responsibility, I might say, okay, well, maybe it's my fault for not leaving my house early enough. This would be something that I would do because I'm late to everything. For not leaving my house early enough. And so I was rushing and I wasn't paying attention or something, right? Sometimes it's not as easy as that. Sometimes we're literally just like parked at a red light and someone rear ends us and it's like, oh, take full responsibility for that. I don't know. There's some way, but it's an interesting thought exercise. Like even if you can't figure out a way to say like everything in my life is my fault, the idea behind it isn't to say like constantly be blaming yourself and be in a state of negativity. The idea behind it, like the core root idea is to say, if I can find a way to take responsibility for every single thing in my life, there's freedom in that because I now am in control of my life. And so don't think too much into it of like, yeah, well, this circumstance and that circumstance, because there will always be circumstances surrounding everything. That's just how life goes. But think of it in a way of freedom and taking control over your life, because so many people are walking on this planet not in control of their life. And even me, there's certain areas where I'm not 100% control of my life. I'm working on it. One of my big things that I'm working on this year and even moving past this year is to be more in control of my life. But a lot of people let the clock dictate their day, let their mundane routines dictate their day, let other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions dictate their day. You know, let someone cutting them off in traffic ruin their entire day or a bad leader ruin their entire day. And I want to tell you that you are worth so much more than that, that life is such a beautiful thing. And if we can tap into that part of us that allows us to take 100% control of every single part of our life, that is where true freedom lies. So hopefully that explanation made sense. And hopefully if you were the person that commented on that YouTube video, hopefully that breaks that down a little better for you. I prefer to break these down on video than to write a comment back, because you can't really fully explain something in a comment, and then it allows room for all that nonverbal communication that just, I don't know. It's not the greatest in all circumstances. So if you have any other questions or any other insight into this topic, please, please, please comment on social media. Let me know. Send an email. You can send an email to yourstorydoesn'tendhere@gmail.com. Comment on the social media pages, or you can also hop on the website, ysdeh.com. Then there is a contact me form on there. Personal development is one of my passions in life. I absolutely love it. It lights my soul on fire. And so the more knowledge that I can provide to the military and veteran community to help change that culture and to help people feel more comfortable in their environments, whether you're an active duty service member or you're a veteran, you deserve to live life to the fullest extent, and most of all, to be happy. So that's a lot of the purpose of these solo episodes, is just to help give you those tools to educate you on things that maybe you don't know or don't fully understand, that maybe I've dove deeper into. So thank you guys for tuning into this. We are just about at the end of the first month of January 2024. It's been an incredible year so far of growth, and I'm so grateful for all your support. As always, we actually now have a Patreon up as well for anyone that wants to support a little bit more on the channel. I will post the Patreon in the show notes for anyone that wants to check that out. And as always, thank you again for just listening in. That alone just means the world to me and supports military mental health awareness. And that is such a huge step in the right direction. So appreciate you guys, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for taking the time to listen in today. With your support, we are able to increase awareness of the mental health issues affecting service members and veterans today, with the goal of creating positive change. If you got value from this episode, please take 30 seconds to subscribe and share this episode within your own network. Until next time, remember, your story matters, your mental health matters, and your story doesn't end here.